for your brother.
Say that again, then.
If you have a brother, mm-hmm. and he has a son, mm-hmm. his son would be your...
nephew.
Okay. All right. What about a child who's lost both his parents?
He's an orphan.
All right. And the adult who's appointed to look after him is the
guardian.
All right. What about people like your cousins, nephews, nieces, uncles, whatever? You say the house is full of my...
relatives.
Like it's going to be when you have your reunion, I guess. Okay. Any other words for relatives?
Kinfolk.
Okay. Do you ever hear they refer to as just people, those are my people?
Yeah. Yeah.
And when the person says people, does he mean close, or could it be third cousins, or those as people too?
Yes, I think that he would just be referring to anybody who's related to him. I guess the same as relatives.
Oh, okay. Somebody's telling you about a person who looks a lot like you, might even have the same last name. You might say, well, that may be so, but I'm...
no relation to that person.
What about somebody who comes into town, nobody's ever seen him before, you say he's a...
stranger.
Somebody from another country would be a...
foreigner.
Well, I'm going to ask you some first names of people. These are just for pronunciation. The name of the mother of Jesus was...
Mary.
Okay, and George Washington's wife was named...
Martha.
All right. This is a woman's name, begins with an N. It can be short for Helen. There's a song that goes, wait till the sun shines.
Nelly.
Okay. And a boy's name that begins with a B.
Bob.
Short for William.
Bobby. Billy.
Okay. And the person, the name of the man who wrote the first of the four Gospels, you got Mark, Luke, John, and...
Matthew.
Okay. What about a woman's name that begins with an S, the wife of Abraham in the Bible?
Sarah.
Okay. What would you call a woman who teaches school? She would be a...
school teacher.
Okay. Have you ever heard any old-fashioned...
Yeah, school mom.
Okay. Did people use that when you were growing up?
No.
Okay. It's the kind of thing you expect here on Western, man.
Yeah, it's the kind of thing that you learn from the movie.
Yeah. Okay. What about, do you remember the name of the American novelist who wrote in the 1800s? He wrote, you know, The Pioneers and The Deerslayer and The Last of the Mohicans. His name was James Fenimore.
Yeah, what did you ask about that? Do I remember?
Yeah, what is his last name? This is just pronunciation.
James?
James Fenimore. The name is C-O-O-P-E-R.
Cooper?
Okay. Yeah. How would you address a married woman who had that last name? There goes...
Mrs. Cooper.
Okay. Would you, if you were in a... if you said it fast, would you pronounce it any differently?
Mrs. Cooper.
Ms., you say that to mean the same thing?
Well, I might say Ms.
Yeah. Ms. Cooper, and not mean the new Ms.
Yeah,
distinction. Okay. All right. What about a preacher who is not trained to be a preacher? He does it on the side, and he might not be so good at it. He's just a...
jackleg preacher.
Okay. The way I described it, is that accurate?
Yes, I think that's a very good definition for.
Can you have a jackleg anything else?
I suppose you have, but I don't hear very many people referring to anything other than a jackleg preacher.
Do you hear that much?
Not much anymore.
Mm-hmm. Kind of old-fashioned?
Yeah, it's kind of old-fashioned. Okay.
What relation would you say my mother's sister is to me?
Yeah, she's your aunt.
Okay. I notice a lot of people, your aunt says aunt. Do you notice that frequently among black
yes.
people?
Yes. It is. It's one of those things that I guess in